So, director of rugby, Rassie Erasmus, has really been causing some waves over the last couple of days with that YouTube video that he put out. And now World Rugby says that Rassie and SA Rugby are going to face an independent misconduct hearing concerning comments made about the performance of officials during the British and Irish Lions Test Series. So they've put out a statement saying that he's going to face this independent hearing and also criticizing him. So I think this is getting a lot of backlash at the moment from South African rugby supporters and from rugby Twitter as well. Pilisanda Sitqaba is a sports reporter and anchor at Newsroom Africa. Pilisanda, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So I think Rassie probably suspected this was going to happen. What is your reading of the way that World Rugby has reacted to him?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mandy. Thanks for having me on the show. I think it's an interesting development, and for sure it's a series that's been, to say the very least, been very strange in terms of how it's developed off the field rather than on the field. I think that video by Rassie Erasmus has really sparked a lot of controversy. But I think for me, it was a much needed sort of clarity and airing of frustrations from a lot of coaches and in world rugby. You know, I think if it wasn't going to be Rassie Erasmus, it would have been Eddie Jones. It would have been somebody else in that space to air out some of those frustrations that are caused by dubious match officiating. So I think it's been something that he probably did expect from for World Rugby to have a bit of a backlash in terms of them, you know, sanctioning him. And I suspect that, you know, World Rugby are going to be punitive in how they approach that sanction to try and send out a message of, you know, you can't, have these kind of views of our match officials, rather than having a corrective method of saying to the match officials, this is the standards that we expect you guys to uphold. And here is clarity on what, you know, the laws are and how to enforce them. So it's going to be difficult and really interesting couple of days in terms of how this story develops.
As you say, it really was a long time coming. And I imagine that Rassie would feel like the end justified the means, that he has achieved exactly what he was setting out to do here. And many other people feel the same way as him.
I think so. I think it was a calculated move. No, Rassie quite well. You know, he's always been calculative in how he approaches any situation. And I think this was really one of those master strokes, if you want to call it that way, in terms of, you know, trying to set out a good precedent of making sure that match officials are, held accountable for the areas. Because ultimately they do cost a lot of teams places, you know, rankings, qualification for World Cups, and even World Cup titles. So it's important for this situation to be nipped in the bud in the correct way, so that we don't see these kind of things coming out on a regular basis, but also for fair officiating when, you know, teams are playing against each other.
Well, Pilla, thank you so much for that. Pilisanda Sitqaba is a sports reporter and anchor at Newsroom Africa. Having a look at this decision by World Rugby, they're now saying that Rassie Erasmus and SA Rugby are going to be facing an independent misconduct hearing because of that YouTube video, and almost an hour long. It's worth going to have a look, and I think it really is causing waves in international rugby at the moment.